Thanks very much for having me, Joan. Thanks for inviting me. I was told I have, I think, 7 or 8 minutes, so I'm going to try to get through this fairly quickly. I'm not a librarian, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a researcher, I'm a suit. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been involved with several information companies and workflow technology companies, among them CSA, ProQuest, Lab Archives, Browzine, and Data Planet. I'm mostly a product development person for the purposes of doing research. What is Data Planet? Data Planet is a pretty large repository of statistical information, and really it's a repository of statistical time series that are generated from about 5,000 data sets. We have over 100 million data points. Sometimes people in our little tiny space call those facts. Sometimes we call them data points. It's just a piece of data. And we have about 2 billion possible views of the data in our existing repository. All of the content in the repository is generated by or published by credible organizations, government agencies, NGOs, private organizations, Dun & Bradstreet, et cetera. We go to great pains to bring the data into our system, into our repository. We standardize it, we structure it, and then we homogenize it into a format that we can cross-search and pull content, apples and oranges, if you will, and show them in one screen and one presentation in seconds. We have two different interfaces. One is a search interface that is this one up here, and then the other one is a browse interface which allows a user to modify, manipulate, and manage data a little bit differently, put two different statistical time series against each other, etc. Also allows the user to perform certain calculations on the data. This is an example of a data sheet. This is it's a document, but it's a living document. Data by its nature, statistical data by its nature, has a life cycle. I think everybody in this room understands that. It gets recast, it gets updated, sometimes it gets changed. Sometimes the methodology by which it's created changes. So we've gone to some length to describe every piece of data that we have in our system and the source of the publisher, et cetera. So in this case, we have the data, a visualization of the data. We have two possible visualizations in this particular instance. There's a summary, which is the current year or current time stamp, would look like a bar. And then in this case, we're showing a trend. We have category, source, description, looks like an abstract, if you will, of a time series. We index everything according to a controlled vocabulary. That's under this side over here, related data. And then we have related content as well. And that's a search outside of our system looking for other information that may not be data, but might be providing context, et cetera, news, scholarly literature, et cetera. These are the major elements that we have in our system. And if you notice down here, we have our citation. And then we have a DOI. It's kind of important. There are two ways that we create these DOIs. One is upon use, the user gets to touch it, create it on the fly, and then the other one is pre-processed. The other interface has a different display of the data. And again, this is much more of an interactive interface, and it lets somebody to do, that gives them the ability to do analysis and machinate with the data and manipulate the data. And here we have our citation and our DOI show up under the export menu, but we'll get there in a second. So we had a challenge in creating these products, or updating the existing product, creating the new product. We had a virtually unlimited document supply. We add about 10 to 15 million data sheets or data visualizations a year to the system just by updating the current data. We have a requirement from our customers, which are mostly academic libraries, to make sure that we have a DOI so the data sheets could be cited or the data visualizations could be cited and linked to, registered in a third-party environment, etc. We had multiple user interfaces, authenticated and unauthenticated users, and then we had no way to generate and maintain all the possible data sheets and assign DOIs in one swoop. We were talking, I guess, I don't know if it's big data or not, but to us it's pretty large. We're talking a lot. And so the answer was EasyID and California Digital Library and the development plan. For our purposes, internally, we said that we need a differentiator. We had a customer requirement. Our existing link was fairly ugly, as you can see. It wasn't registered in any international or any third party. A DOI would provide more permanence. It adds a lot more value to the data, and it would be useful in the publication process. So we created the citation, and then if you can see on this slide, if a user pulls up a data sheet by doing a search in our system that does not have a DOI, and most of them don't have DOIs, the user can create a DOI by clicking right here. Once that DOI is created, that's the DOI for that data sheet, until such time that either another user creates a new DOI because the data may be updated, or that we pre-process or bulk process a lot of DOIs if the data has been updated. It takes, by the way, the user would click on it and it takes about that long, sometimes 3 seconds, and then the DOI is created. The issue that we had here was data is dynamic. It changes, it moves, it gets updated, it gets recast. Sometimes a user wants to see a more current version of the data if there's a more current version of the data. So we added this line of text. This DOI was originally created. This one was created the other day. Click here to see the latest version. The click here creates a new data sheet and a new DOI. Both then live in the registry. Then we have authenticated users and unauthenticated users. The non-authenticated users on the left side, and they get everything that an authenticated user would get without the opportunity to visualize or see the data or download it or link into the other application. So they learn an awful lot about it. They get the DOI, they get everything, but if they're one of our subscriber bases, they get the visualization and the dynamic nature of the data sheet itself. So we also, I mentioned that we do it upon touch, we also generate a certain number of DOIs en masse. We have, again, we have about 2 billion opportunities for visualizations or data sheets. So we decided that we would take summary level views. So we now have, I think, about 120,000 DOIs generated in the system through the EasyID relationship and data site. In the classic interface, we call it, or data sets interface, it's sitting on top of the same repository of data, but the document that's viewed online, or the visual of the document of the data that's viewed online, is very different. Therefore, we don't assign the same DOI to that visualization. In this case, the user goes to the export menu, and it says copy a link to clipboard, and when they click this copy link, it creates a DOI. That DOI in this case looks like this is the link. This is what shows up when the user puts it in sends it to some other user, puts it in the menu, clicks on it, it becomes live. And this is a live visualization. So it took us, when we decided to process the 120,000 records, we did that to put our summary data in the various discovery systems. It took us about 3 days. It took us 2 rounds of testing, I think, before we went through that. Total development time, our own IT time after we developed the product plan, et cetera, was about 32 hours. It wasn't that long. DOI runs, we did testing runs of 5,000 and 12,000, and then we did the 120,000. We have plans to go towards a million. We're just not quite sure how much more than that we really want to generate. Now we're using the DOIs internally for editorial purposes, customer requests. There's something wrong with your data. Can you change the citation? Can you add something else? Is there anything new, et cetera? They send us DOIs, we use them internally. System takes about 3 seconds per on the touch, and then as a result of this, we end up with more pass-along users, more people see the data that's in our repository, and generally everybody's fairly satisfied. I think that's it.